Our scripture reading today comes from the Epistle to the Romans. Paul's letter today, we're in the 12th chapter. We're going to be considering the last 12 verses of the chapter, 9 to 21. This is a time when Paul is ministering, of course, bringing the Romans together. And chapter 12 begins the section where he's calling them together rather than reminding them of their individuality. Would you stand if you're able? In body or in spirit, if you can't, in reference to God's word. Love must be sincere, Paul says. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May God add blessing to the reading of his holy word and the hearing of it. You may be seated. I think we'd all agree.